Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Student of the Game. I am Kyle Nash, the Student of the Game, and here with me in the Student of the Game studio, Chris Rankin, and of course, Weasel Wee.
Yeah, boy!
Stephen Weasel Hurley bringing it here to you. We are just about at the opening day festivities of the NFL. What better time to come here to the National Gridiron Network bringing you football talk just the way you like it. And I can guarantee you out there, football fans, going to NGSCSports.com makes sense this week. We're going to have a whole lot of content for you. And I have it from a very reliable source that the first installment of the Matchup Mania piece is going to be up either Tuesday night or Wednesday night. Of course, I know that because that's my writing. You know, I mean, maybe it's self-promotion, but hey, it's a public service to let you know which games that you should watch, and some games will be on there that you don't expect. But of course, I'll explain myself, and then you can tweet me at the SOTG and let me know how full of it I am or am not. But, guys, gotta tell you, let me throw this out to you really quick. Now, we've been talking a lot about contract extensions and things during this offseason in particular. Andy Dalton's was one that lit the fire up. But, as you'll see, he was one that had a lesser guaranteed money total. I believe it was, I'm going to go with $17 million guaranteed is what I have off the top of my head. But it seems that on this day, Labor Day, which, by the way, happy Labor Day out there to all our listeners in the area, whether you're listening on the National Gridiron Network or on the Real Fan Sports Network, the RFSN. Shout out there to that crew, by the way. Rodney Fisher and company, quality stuff there, by the way, just to let you know. But I know everyone was up in arms about Andy Dalton, but there's another one to join the ranks of the contract extended. And, of course, that is one, Alex Smith, the one we know as the king of the checkdown. That sounds kind of familiar, that name, the king of the checkdown, does it not?
Word.
Someone may have done a little video
Student
about it.
Student of the
or
Game
something.
Presents,
you know,
Real Men of Awesome.
Real Men of Awesome.
Anyways, I'll play it over the break. That'll work. If you want to see the video that goes with it, of course, check out the YouTube page, NGSC Sports channel on YouTube there. Good times all the way around. Look for Real Men of Awesome. So guys, Chris, I'm going to throw it to you because I have a feeling you'll have more fun opening fire on this one. Alex Smith's contract, how you feel?
And I think it's a waste of money. For them. Sounds really, it's what, $45 million guaranteed?
That's what the sources we have tell us, yes.
It's a four-year extension. He's a decent quarterback. He's not top tier. I don't think he's worth the money. And they still don't have all that great of receivers. You're locking up money at a quarterback that you can't even try to even go get a receiver for him.
Yeah, I was listening to last week's show this morning while I was working on the Matchup Mania piece. And I remember I heard a part where I asked you guys, name me another receiver on the Chiefs site that is purely a wide receiver. I don't want to hear Jamaal Charles. And you can't say Dexter McCluster anymore because he got traded. I don't want to hear Tony Moiaki or any of that. None of you guys could. And I only remember Donnie Avery because I had done research before the show last week. And I only remember Donnie Avery now because I just listened to the show before this show today. So, yeah. I think what's going on there is a bit of, how you say, blackmail, for lack of a better way to put it, extortion of one situation. Chase Daniel is the only other option they really got there. They have a rookie there. As well, they do have DeAnthony Thomas as a rookie. I think he's going to try to fill that McCluster spot as well. But we all know that this is Jamaal Charles' team first. They lost Brandon Albert, so there's less protection on the O-line. I'm painting a pretty bleak picture. Can you give me any rays of sunshine why $45 million guaranteed makes sense for Alex Smith?
Well, at first, when you look at contracts, of course, the number you look at is the guaranteed money.
It should be anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Be careful with that.
But I think at first, Colin Kaepernick's contract looked ridiculous. And
right.
His quote-unquote guaranteed money, I think, what did they first quote it as? It
was, they have it listed in there as 60-something million, but
exactly.
That's not accurate at all.
So,
right.
Yeah, but in reality, his contract is like a year-by-year basis.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's variable guaranteed money.
Yeah, he gets paid big money per season, but the 49ers won't get like a big hit if they got him. So
wait, you're still talking about Kaepernick's contract?
Kaepernick.
Okay,
yeah.
Excuse me, I thought you transitioned.
So going on to Alex Smith, though, yeah, that number, I was like, yeah, $45 million pops out at you. And he's pretty good at throwing like those check down passes, and
he's the king of it or something.
The dink and dunk passes type
yes.
of things.
Yes.
And he does have Dwayne Bowe, but the guy is I think he has like one game suspension, and you don't know how he's going to be the rest of the season.
Yeah, it might be more than one game. We'll check that later.
But if there's no like clauses like there were in Colin Kaepernick's, if it's $45 million, it's like yeah, I don't think you had to pay him that much.
Yeah, if it's not exactly, if it's not somehow incentive based or a variable contract, I'm with you. The Chiefs were seeing a very solid moment of growth here last year. They granted, you could argue they took advantage of a weak stretch of a schedule, playing a lot of backup quarterbacks. And Tony Romo, burn. No, just kidding. I think Tony Romo should not be made of fun as much as he is, but I also like saying silly stuff. So if it wasn't funny, I apologize. But what I will say is this. Alex Smith and 8 defensive Pro Bowlers on your squad last year, something's going to give. And when you guarantee a guy $45 million in contract space, that is, it's not going to be that guy that gives, I'm willing to say. The only other quarterback, and the reason why I mentioned Tony Romo, is the only other quarterback I know right now who's guaranteed more money is Tony Romo. Granted, Romo deserves it a lot more than Alex Smith. Whether or not Romo's contract is good is a different question. You know, do you pay a guy $50 million when he has back problems, for example? But Alex Smith, I don't know, man. I'll say this, gentlemen. In another move that happened in the headlines here, Ryan Mallett was traded to the Houston Texans in exchange for a sixth round pick, depending on how much he gets playing time. Would it have made more sense for the Chiefs to pursue Brian Mallett in a trade as such, or keep Alex Smith? That's the pop quiz. Chris, where are you at?
I would have kept Alex Smith on that one.
Even for the $45 million guarantee?
Well, this was just an extension. They didn't really need to get this contract done. I mean, he had a contract for this year. It's just an extension for 4 years. They could have held it off, and I mean, it could have been contract year for him. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if it doesn't go, just go a different route. I mean, you're looking at their backup quarterbacks. I mean, you got Chase Daniels there that, you know, he's been around the league as backups, I mean, ever since he came out of Clemson.
Yeah, he's been with the Saints previously. That's correct.
Right. And then they also got their fifth-round pick out of Georgia, Aaron Murray.
Murray,
on the roster.
Right.
So, I mean, I wouldn't have done the contract extension. I would have tried maybe grooming Aaron Murray with Alex Smith there as veteran and see how he does. Then maybe after the season do a contract extension with him maybe, or let him go, or later towards the season see how he does. I mean, I wouldn't have spent that much money on him this season for him when they need so many other offensive players.
Weasel.
Yeah, well, specifically about Ryan Mallett, him getting traded for only a seventh / maybe sixth round pick, that's ridiculous. I thought that's the kind of thing that the Rams should have done. Now they can get a player like Ryan Mallett, or I believe last week we were talking about second round pick. Who's the other guy that could have been a trade last year? Well, Ryan Mallett, and I forgot the other player. But anyways,
you're talking about Kirk Cousins?
Yes, Kirk Cousins from the Redskins.
You didn't mean Mark Sanchez? No?
Of course not.
Okay, just check it. Because Mark Sanchez, you know. Anyway.
For Kansas City.
Yeah, the field in Philly is starting to get used to Mark Sanchez. You can't let him go yet.
Oh, boy. Anyways.
Of course, the Chiefs would go with Alex Smith. This ridiculous contract, though. But I think the Texans did get a good deal in getting Ryan Mallett, because if the guy stinks, I mean, a sixth-round pick, I mean.
Well, right. And, I mean, yeah, I'm not worried. I mean, obviously, it's a good pickup. I could see why the Pats moved him. I can see that they're looking at Jimmy Garoppolo. We've had a lot of good talk about Garoppolo, certainly on NGSCSports.com. We've heard a lot of things from guests on this show, Brandon Pemberton, Tuan Staley. just to name a couple there who are also in GSC Sports writers as well. But let's, well, I can't leave out Teron Davenport as well. Let's be clear. He had good things to say about Jimmy Garoppolo as well. But I'll say this. Unless every source we've looked at has missed that this is a contract that is dependent on incentive. In other words, an incentive-based contract similar to Dalton or more so Kaepernick, like you were talking about, Weasel. This is ridiculous. However, all that being said, it's tough to say don't pay him now. Or it's rather, it's tough to think that the Chiefs would say don't pay him now, because who is the man that currently exists that shows you that paying the quarterback after he does well is not the way to do it? Hint, it's Joe Flacco.
I knew that was coming.
Exactly. I mean, they currently lived life in 2013, losing their top receiver, two top defensive contributors, right? Of course, I'm referring to Anquan Boldin as a receiver, and then Paul Kruger and Danelle Ellerbe as the defensive contributors, right? They had to get lucky enough for the Panthers to make such a stupid move to cut Steve Smith to repair the Anquan Boldin error, and they still haven't completely fixed their defense. Now, granted, their defense is still pretty awesome, let's be clear. But, yeah, as all that goes.
You also forgot about the retirement of Ray Lewis there, too, with the defense.
There's
lost,
that,
so.
But, I mean, that wasn't connected to Flacco's contract. Right. I doubt seriously that Ray Lewis go, your contract was what? Oh, hell no, I'm out. No, I don't.
Yeah, no, it's – I mean, that's just another loss there that kind of helped, but
– it's something that compounded the impact, I'll grant that. You right. Know, well, we want to get into that. Matt Brook, a Hall of Fame-worthy center, also retired, too. You're an O-lineman, bring that up. And then Ed Reed, too, for the record.
you know this is hate for Flacco that right now. It's like 5 years ago with Rivers. It's like, well, taking the place of it. We used to talk about Rivers every week on the show about how much he's a fraud. And now every week it's Flacco.
Well, every week I find myself saying,
Who's next?
Hey, every week I find, well, first of all, if we want to do it like that, every week it used to be Favre. Then it would, every week it was fraud. Now it's Flacco. I mean, I call him the foul because of all the ducks he throws. But hey, and all of it, y'all have supported me. So I want to hear that.
I'm just saying, I thought it was kind of funny. It's like every week, it's like somehow Flacco, I'm like, we're up on the board. There's no Flacco up there. And all of a sudden, there's Flacco.
There's just been that many contract extensions, though. Let's call that what it is, too. You know, I mean, and I've been talking about Rivers every week because I have to remind people, okay, he did good last year. I acknowledge it. You know, come back. Hell, I even had to write something about it in my piece because of one of the games I featured there. That's probably a hint. And if you're wondering why I featured it, read the article. I'll explain it. It'll be up in a couple of days. Anyways, so, yeah, we're all very leery about the dollar amount, but I think if you ask the community in Kansas City, their response would be, what other choice did we really have? I get it. It's the safe choice. I don't know, man. That's tough for me, too. Anyways, speaking of things that were tough, for me personally, I it was kind of tough seeing that Michael Sam did not make the final roster for the St. Louis Rams. He got a few sacks, basically on the strength of a good takeoff from the line, a poor footwork from an offensive lineman across from him. And, you know, he did some solid work. I liked his film. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's God's gift. But I think as a seventh-round player, for him to get as far as he did with a defensive front that's as strong as the Rams' front happens to be, Chris Long, Robert Quinn, James Laurinaitis, Kevin Ogletree.
Alec Ogletree.
Alec Ogletree. Thank you. Kevin Ogletree is some receiver that isn't relevant anymore. but yeah, I don't know. Am I off anywhere in the assessment, guys? What's your take on the Sam thing?
Well, I think the guy, he did pretty much everything he could to, you know, try to get that spot. And the guy, you know, tackles. I think he was one of the top on the team. He got the 3 sacks. And so the guy, I mean,
I don't know about top on the team, but he did have good numbers.
Numbers wise, I think he was up there.
Right.
And so I was rooting for the guy to get there, but you could look at the defensive line for the Rams, and they are pretty good as they were. But here's hoping that someone picks him up, and he could maybe get on a practice squad or possibly get on a team. So.
Yeah, oh, and he's also getting talks from a Canadian football team, the Montreal Alouettes, are allegedly in talks with him. They're waiting to hear back from Sam's camp, so to speak, according to what we have in front of us. But I think if there's any reason for him to wait, he still could land on a practice squad at this point, possibly, maybe.
A lot of teams already got their practice squads already set right now.
Right.
I know
the past couple days, right.
Right, and I know the Rams have already, but I mean, with him already, he was third string to begin with. Right. Anyway, he couldn't even get into the too deep fill right there because of how talented the Rams defense is.
Right. You know, I'll ask you this, guys: is it the media attention that would have prevented his being picked up, or was his combine that bad? I don't know. If someone were to ask you, hey, why did he get cut? I mean, where would you put it? Me, I think he just had too much going against him going into the process. I mean, right, Weasel?
Yeah, I would say so because the one thing about him is that when you look at the top jerseys, you got names like, Kaepernick.
Sherman.
You got Sherman. You got Manziel. And then you have a guy that's number 6 overall in jerseys sold, Michael Sims.
Yeah.
And so the guy he was selling jerseys and stuff, but he just did, he had a lot of talent around him. Mm-hmm. He got a shot, and anything you talk about the combine, he didn't do that good here and here. I mean, that's what preseason was for, to see what these guys got.
To see if the combine was false. That's
and the thing
point.
Is he, you're playing wearing pads. Yep. So combine, you don't do that. So, but yeah, it's, he had talent around him, and, they waited all the way to the end to cut him, but because I think it was like, 30 minutes before, they're like, oh, you're gone.
Yeah, I mean, they made him think hard about it. I mean, that's the least they could have done, I suppose.
So,
or at least he could have done, I suppose, without making the team. And who knows, man? I mean, this could still have a story in front of it. Hell, Kurt Warner was an Iowa barnstormer, I keep talking about, and now he's a guy who's going to make the Hall of Fame one day. That's right, I said it. Kurt Warner is a Hall of Famer, and I'll keep saying it until you like, I don't know. You'll have to hire a hitman or something.
Greatest show on turf.
Exactly. He was the ringmaster. Boom. Like what I did there, Weasel?
Eh?
Thought you might.
I mean, it says it best on, I mean, with the Rams, they only had one spot on defense before during the preseason. It's all they had the spot for.
Oh, boy.
It was one. And they have a more versatile rookie player that wasn't Sam, you know, that they give the spot to. I mean, he made it down to the very last. He was like the last one cut to get to that 53.
Yeah. You know, someone was looking at that paper going, damn, when they did it too. But, you know, like I said, short of making the team itself, I think that's he did the best he possibly could. And for a 7th-round pick for a guy doing that when there was only one spot open now that I'm hearing, Chris, I mean, that's a great accomplishment. I think what he needs to do, maybe play a year in the CFL like we're talking about with the Alouettes, keep his film fresh because 2 things could happen. A, I don't know how contracts work, but maybe someone will call his phone and be like, hey, so-and-so's hurt. Can you step in? I'm not going to say the 49ers, for example, with Alden Smith's suspension, but, you know, because they already have a lot of depth. But that would be such an example. Let's say, I don't know, I'll pick a name. Who's the team with a weaker? Let's say somebody on the Packers starting crew goes down or something like that. They're not necessarily a defense as stout as the Rams. There would be a lot better chance for him to make the squad. It would be a good possibility there. So,
yeah, there are possibilities. There's also, I mean, none of the Rams' 6th rounds draft picks made the team.
Yeah. So,
I mean, if he's a 7th round pick, I mean, they didn't even.
That tells me already he's lasted longer than guys ahead of him, right?
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, none of them they took on their roster. So there's like really no room. It was just a bad place for him to end up, really.
Yeah.
And he could have ended up on another 16 teams, and he might have made the roster.
Maybe. But just so it doesn't sound like we're dancing around it, what we're trying to say is he wasn't cut because he was gay. He was cut because of football reasons. It's all over the place there. And even if you don't believe it's true, at the very least, you have to say the evidence is compelling for it. You know. We'll leave that at that. If you have an opinion, please let us know. Go ahead and fire me a tweet at the SOTG. Also have Weasel the SOTG for Stephen Weasel Hurley. Rankin at Rankin the SOTG for Chris over here, his Twitter as well. At any rate, guys, we're going to go ahead and hit a break right quick here while we jump in. We'll let you know. We'll let you hear the little bit and congratulate Alex Smith on his new contract by giving you the audio to the Mr. King of the Checkdown.
Student of the Game presents Real Men of Awesome.
Real Men of Awesome.
Today we salute you, Mr. King of the Checkdown.
Mr. King of the Checkdown.
2 yards to the tailback, 5 yards to the fullback, and when you're feeling frisky, 10 yards to the tight end.
That's not Vernon Davis.
While playing for the Kool-Aid Man, your checkdown choices championed the Chiefs for weeks of undefeated greatness.
People think in playoffs.
Some players prefer slinging shots for scores in single throws, but not you. Your minimalist mantra of movement by game management helps you matriculate the ball down the field.
Just like Hank Stram did.
So here's to you, O ruler of the running back pass. You're turning the checkdown into touchdowns.
Mr. King of the Checkdown.
Student of the Game, National Gridiron Network.
And we are back here on the National Gridiron Network, bringing you football talk just the way you like it. Of course, I'm Kyle Nash, the Student of the Game, here with Chris and Weasel Weasel.
Yeah, boy.
Bringing some of the strong points there, talking about Michael Sam and Alex Smith's contract extension. But we all know why you're here. If you've been listening to this show at any length of time, it is the final Monday before the kickoff of the season. That's right, debut on Thursday. Boom. Calling it. Last quick question. Which is a more preferable name to that whole thing with the blown call, allegedly blown call, with the Packers and the Seahawks? Yeah. Do you guys prefer Fail Mary or the inaccurate reception? Me, I'm an inaccurate reception guy because Fail Mary, it just doesn't fit to me. I don't know.
I kind of like the Fail Mary, but I still think it's hilarious. So,
Chris, you come out there?
Yeah, I don't like the Fail Mary concept, so anything is better than that.
Boom! You're outvoted, Weasel. Weasel. Ah, no. Anyways, enough about that. Let's get into predictions. Starting off with the AFC, Weasel. Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead and give Weasel his top six.
Okay. Let's see. His wild card teams are the Chargers and the Bengals. And then winning the AFC North would be the Steelers in the fourth seed. AFC Homer. South winner would be the Colts. AFC East would be the Patriots, and the number one seed would be the Broncos.
Okay. And, I mean, a lot of our picks here are the same. We're just going to have them in different numbers, too, I assume.
Yeah, pretty close to
all
it.
Right.
Yeah.
What do I got at for my top
six? Okay, your wild card teams is a six. You got Steelers. Five, you got the Chargers. Wow. So you guys basically had the Steelers and Bengals flopped because number four, you have the Bengals winning the AFC North. Then you have the Broncos, the AFC West division, and the three seed. The Colts, the AFC South winner at number two, and then you got the Pats at number one.
I'd like the record to show that my top two get there on the strength of a weak schedule and not actual prowess of football. Actually, you could argue that for the top three, but I digress. And Chris, yours.
All right, I have the Jets coming out of the AFC East as the number two team making the wild card, and then the Chargers. Okay. I have the Jets and the Chargers as an 8-8 record this year.
Okay, so. The Jets at six is the reason why I need a Homer Simpson on the soundboard. That is some Homer stuff right there. I'm sorry, dude. Anyway.
Hey, I had the Steelers 7-9. I had the Jets 8-8. I looked at it a bunch of different ways. I still have it that way.
At
I haven't tried looking
day,
at it.
It was either you were a Weasel and Weasel was going to go.
Right. So at number four, I have the Colts, the AFC South, then the Patriots at number three, the Bengals at number two, and then the Broncos at number one.
Okay. So you had the Pats at number three.
Yes.
I would like to think you're right, but we all know that the AFC East will not let that happen. That being said, let's break it down round by round. Who's got what in their playoff games? We're going to go through each round up until Conference Championship Sunday. So we have our Super Bowl representatives from the AFC. Lead it off with Weasel.
Okay.
Actually, no, wait. I should lead it off anyway. I know this doesn't count for points yet in the study hall. That'll be later in the show. But, let me go first.
Okay. 3-6, Broncos versus Steelers.
You know, this is going to be a game that's very compelling to watch. What I like more than anything else here is defense. No, not so much the Steelers' defense, but the Broncos' defense. If they hold up, I see Ben Roethlisberger and company having just a few too few weapons to really do the job. Inevitably, the red zone comes up. Ben Roethlisberger makes one crucial red zone mistake, as he does at times. Manning advances to the next round. Weasel.
So 3-6?
I thought you were going to do 5-4 first.
Oh, I'll do 5-4. Yeah, okay. Let's bring it up.
So 5-4, you get the Chargers, Bengals.
This is tough. What I know is that the Chargers will have a healthy amount of offense, assuming Ryan Matthews stays healthy, and assuming that we still have Antonio Gates able to contribute enough. Keenan Allen is going to do well as a sophomore. I like the offense there in general. Mike McCoy will be able to do more things with Phillip Rivers now that they have a year together, and it's going to be great, except for the part where the Bengals have a good defense. We all know the Chargers have a horrible defense already. Andy Dalton earns his contract extension and finally gets his damn playoff win. 4 times a charm. I got the Bengals next round.
All right, Weasel. Colts-Bengals, game 1, 3-6.
It's got to help out the Colts at their home.
I like that game, by the way. Colts-Bengals, that's tough.
Yeah, but I can see the Colts taking this. They got the strong home field with them.
True.
And there's 1 year more under the belt for Andrew Luck. So Bengals, they make it.
You're calling a comeback commander success.
Hey.
Let's just hope he doesn't throw 3 interceptions to open this one.
We'll see. People are going to disagree with me, but I think Trent Richardson is going to make a difference for them next season. So I got the Colts beating the Bengals.
I know the Colts hope you're right.
Gave up a first-round pick for him, and for the next one is...
Yeah, Chargers-Steelers.
Yes, Steelers. It helps that they have the home field for this game. And they got a younger defense, and hopefully they'll have a running back that won't be suspended.
Indeed.
I got the Steelers for this game. They're just a lot more solid on both sides over than the Chargers.
When you need to avoid suspension, Le'Veon Bell. Anyways, Chris, give me your...
All right, my 3-6, I got an AFC showdown for the Patriots versus the Jets. Patriots are going to slaughter them in this game.
All right. Rex Ryan finally loses to Belichick in a playoff game.
It's not even going to be close to this game. The Jets are going to squeak one off during the season. I have them winning in Foxborough during the season.
It happens, yeah.
But I don't see them winning 2 in Foxborough in 1 year. And then 4-5, I got the Chargers at the Colts. And just the receivers, too much for the with the Colts. Is going to be too much for the Chargers.
Yeah.
And their defense has improved, so I got the Colts winning that one.
Yeah, that would definitely be a shootout. But, hey, I would take T.Y. Hilton. And I don't know if LeVon Brazil is still a factor. But, yeah, I like that receiver core just in general. Anyways. Okay, next round. Me. Ha.
Okay, first game. You got the Colts at the Broncos.
Oh, gosh. Colts at the – who's hosting?
The Broncos. Or, no, the Colts. The Colts are you mean Broncos at the Colts. Yes, Broncos at the Colts. I read that wrong.
The Colts would be the second seed. So
yes, Colts would be hosting,
and then the Broncos would be the third seed. They wouldn't be playing each other, would they? Who do I have? What I seeding wise?
That is wrong. Hold on, let me see. Broncos third seed. They're 2 seed. Yes, they would still be playing against each other because you had Bengals at number 4.
Oh, so
1-4, 2-3.
I had all the high seeds stay alive. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, that's rare.
1-4. Yes.
Huh, I already don't like my picks. Anyway. No, but wow, the. The Colts are hosting.
We actually have 1-4, all of us staying.
Wow.
1-4.
We're screwed. No, but
yeah, we have no faith in wild cards.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Last time Peyton Manning came home, it was really sentimental. Robert Mathers had an opportunity to hit the former quarterback where he didn't get to ever before. He won't get that second chance on the first Sunday game because he's suspended currently. I feel like if they get this far and this matchup happens, Robert Mathis is about to be pissed. He will make another sack. Will it cause that forced fumble? I don't know. But at the end of the day, I just don't have the audacity to pick Andrew Luck, the comeback kid, over the sheriff himself. I don't have a good reason why. It's just instinct. Maybe I'm too much of a Manning guy, but I got the Broncos winning that game. What's the next one?
Your second game, you got the Bengals at the Patriots.
Wow. The Bengals did win this game previously, but the Patriots' defense was much worse. This is tough. Assuming everyone stays healthy, the pressure will be off of Andrew Luck. Ergo, the pressure will be less. Ergo, he'll be allowed to make a couple mistakes, which he will. I got the Patriots. And we want to do, let's go ahead and just do the championship game now, too, in this particular take.
Okay. So what do I got? You'll have Broncos at Patriots.
Just the way everybody wants to frickin' see it, huh? We got two defenses that are actually worth a damn facing each other. If everybody stays healthy and they do indeed gel, I'm going to say it right here. This Denver Broncos team could be the best defense that Peyton Manning has ever played with. Sorry, Robert Mathis, I just said it, and it's not your fault. What I am going to say is this. Tom Brady has had better defenses supporting him and also better receiver cores. If Tom Brady wins this game, I'll see a lot more credibility in the Brady is better concept. But for right now, I got Peyton Manning taking the Broncos for a return trip to the Super Bowl. Weasel!
All right, his first game, you got the Colts at the Patriots.
Oh, it's going to be a good game. But I'm going to take the Patriots. Brady, once again, go to the AFC Championship game. And I have them playing, the Steelers playing the Broncos, and one more trip for them, the Broncos. So that should be a pretty good game right there. So
you're going to have the Patriots at the Broncos.
Yep, that's right. Flip up. So I'm going to have to go with the Broncos. I mean, I think they're going to have a solid offense and a better defense than last year. So,
all right, Chris.
Okay. So I have the first game. I have the Bengals at the Patriots. Same thing as you did, Kyle.
Yeah.
On there, I don't see the Bengals pulling off another one. I have them winning early in the season against the Patriots and winning two games against the Patriots. I always say if you win during the season, you're not going to win in the playoffs.
That's usually how it works.
Right. Yeah. So, I got the Patriots winning that one, and then also my other game is Colts Broncos. As you had it, but mine is the Colts are traveling to Bronco to Denver.
To Mile High, yeah.
Yes, and Denver's going to have that home crowd around them, and I got the Broncos winning that one.
Fair enough.
So then I have Patriots at Broncos. We all have Patriots Broncos conference championship.
Damn it! Stop looking at my paper.
So I got the Broncos making to the Super Bowl again. They will be playing at home. I have them playing at home this year, again against the Patriots, and They got the better defense with the Tlaib trade.
Yeah, the Tlaib trade as well as DeMarco Ware's acquisition too, let's be clear. People ask in Dallas, where DeMarcus went where? To Denver. And unfortunately, not being in Dallas anymore hurts that defense, but I will greatly improve the Broncos squad. So there's that.
So then we all have the Broncos making it to the Super Bowl.
This is scary. I don't like that at all. That sucks. That makes me feel so bad. Like week one, Peyton Manning has an ankle injury. Dang it!
Crap.
Anyways, okay. With that, let's go ahead and knock out the NFC here. Got 25 minutes in the show. We'll be able to get that and the study hall in.
Okay. So top teams here for the wild card, Kyle. You had the Bears, the sixth seed. Niners, number five. Packers winning the NFC North, Eagles winning the NFC East, number three, number two, the Saints from the NFC South, and then the Seahawks with number one seed overall.
Let me be clear. The Packers win barely because that's going to be close. Right. Yeah, there you go. Weasel, you're six. Well, actually, you have it. Well, yeah. Weasel, go ahead if you have it in front of you.
Number six, you're Panthers versus the number three. Number six, Panthers.
Oh, no.
Number three.
Just list me your top six right now.
The top six is number one, Seahawks. Number two, Saints. Number three, Packers. Number four, Eagles. Five, 49ers. Six, Panthers.
All right. And Chris, what do you got?
I got number six, I got the Packers. Number five, the Seahawks. for the Giants, because I had them as Giants and the Eagles is the same record, but strength of schedule, I had the Giants winning.
Where is my dough?
I had to go five deep for the tiebreaker on these.
That was ridiculous too. But the five deep was for the Giants and for the Eagles, right?
Yes.
Oh, but, and they each had 10 and 6.
Yeah, I had them both.
10 and 6, 3 and 3, and then the conference record ended up the same. And then what was it you had to eventually go? Like, did you have to flip a coin or what?
pretty close. It was basically like even the strength of schedule. And I think I had the Giants winning off of a fluke on one game and the Eagles losing against another team. Right.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Like a bonus game or something like that.
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. Chris had his coins ready, but fortunately he didn't need them. All right.
All right. And then Saints, number 3 seed. I got the Bears. That was another one I had to go 3 deep on because I had them both the same record as the Packers.
Only 3. Lame.
And then I had the Niners as number 1 seed.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Let me get my first round.
All right. First game, you got the Bears at the Eagles.
Okay. I like to believe that the Bears are going to have enough defense to slow the Chip Kelly crew. While I like a lot what they're doing with their offense, that defensive front is going to have to move very quickly, which means you're asking them to move fast without Julius Peppers up front. Lance Briggs is good. He's slow. I like what they did with Jaren Allen. He's not slow, but all you have to do is go away from him. At the end of the day, I like balanced offense every time to beat the Bears. If we use 2013, the Lions beat the Bears defense twice just on the strength of having Reggie Bush and Calvin Johnson and using that to create a balanced offense. I got the Eagles.
All right, your second game, you got the Niners at the Packers.
Wow. Do you guys understand that this will be the third damn time that they've met in the playoffs in a row? And you know what? The Packers still don't have enough defense to account for what's going on there. I have the 49ers. Weasel, let's get to his first round. Chris, what do you got?
All right, first round, he has the Panthers at the Packers.
I think it'll be a high-scoring game. And for the Packers, I believe, you know, they got that guy, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
and
he's
first time in his career, I would say he's got, like, you know, he's got a solid running game with him. So
a good running core, at the very least. Yeah.
So I will go with the Packers winning that game.
And then your other game, you got Niners-Eagles.
Niners-Eagles.
Wow.
As the fifth seed, they're going to have to go on the road to win, mm-hmm. and I believe they will. The Eagles, I mean, it's still, we don't know how Foles is going to do.
Right.
But they do have LeSean McCoy, pretty good. But I think on defense, with them getting starters hopefully returning, I see the 49ers slowing them down.
Fair enough. Which brings us to Chris, who will be the only one to not have the 49ers referenced in these games.
All right, I have the first game, Packers at the Saints. I have the Packers going into New Orleans and winning this game, upsetting them.
Wow.
And don't know why. I just think
I can't tell you you're wrong, but at the same time, I feel like that's ballsy. I don't know why. I mean, I'll admit part of it's because I've been to the Superdome, I've watched the game there, but I don't know. That's okay, it works, though. It works.
And then I have the other game is the Seahawks at the Giants.
Don't do it.
The Seahawks don't really travel very well. They don't play well away.
Don't do it, Chris.
But it's not going to be as bad as the 45-0 beating that they gave the Giants last season. But it's still not gonna be close. I got the Seahawks.
Okay. It's not gonna be close. Okay. It'll only be 3 touchdowns instead of 5, or more than that. Whatever. Okay. Right. Good. You were scaring me for a minute there, bro.
they don't travel well. Seahawks don't travel well.
No, they don't. That's a fact that's been forgotten. And you know, they've won games, but barely scraped by games in weaker teams. I mean, they went to Arizona and lost late. They needed overtime to beat the Bucks. They struggled against the Rams without Sam Bradford. I mean, I know that's getting to be a normal state of being for the Rams, but, you know, whatever. Anyways, next round.
Okay, your first game, you got the Eagles at the Saints.
Oh, wow. I don't want to pick this. Are you kidding me? I like that the Saints are improved with their young safety, Vaccaro. I think the Saints' defense, while not great, is still way better than the Eagles. And when you're going to come down to a situation like this where you got a shootout going on, you got to look at which defense is less sucky and which quarterback is more awesome. Both things go in favor of the Saints. The Saints pull it out, albeit in it'll be in a game of who had the last possession to score.
Okay, your next game, you have the Niners at the Seahawks.
God. At the Seahawks?
At the Seahawks.
You know, there's still the most compelling question mark is going to be this matchup between Stevie Johnson and Richard Sherman. If there's one receiver out there who has a history of battling out Richard Sherman, it is Stevie Johnson. I still feel like this group is pretty cocky. I still feel like this group in Seattle is still I feel like they're going to feel like you hear all the hype that they're still working hard in camp, but I still feel like an element of entitlement will enter the room. However, it's going to be less entitlement than the 49ers have. I see another close one, a field goal differential. I'm about to pick the Seahawks in this game.
All right, so your conference championship game, you have the Saints at the Seahawks.
Oh, crap.
So you could have had the Niners at the Saints.
Yeah. But I mean, look, if this is the game that actually happens, New Orleans has no shot. The previous two times they played against each other, it has been an absolute smackdown. Period. End of story. I'll grant the playoff game was closer, and as in the first half was close. Maybe the Saints will make three quarters of this game close. At the end of the day, the Seahawks just have too much on defense for the New Orleans Saints offense to answer for. I have the Seahawks.
All right, Weasel. First game, you got the Packers at the Saints.
Well, I think a good thing for the Saints with their improving defense is they did get the brother Ryan. So
yes, Rob Ryan.
Yeah, so they lucked out with that.
No, Rob Ryan did great, and the Cowboys thought it was a good idea to get rid of him, and now they're, you know, 2013 was one of the worst defenses historically of all time. I'd hate to be beating on the Cowboys there, but numbers are numbers. I still don't understand that one completely.
So with that defense and their ability to put points on the board, I got the Saints winning against the Packers.
Okay, in the second game, you got the Niners at the Seahawks.
It's going to be an ugly game.
As in there'll be a lot of people beating on each other. Yeah.
So I do think, I think Seahawks, their defense is really good. But yeah, I think going to get a little cocky out there. So I actually have an upset here. Hopefully Crabtree could maybe bring something back to Sherman. But
you know, that's an interesting point.
If you look at that pass that Richard Sherman deflected, it wasn't Crabtree's fault. It was like Crabtree couldn't do anything about that. If you put the ball where it needed to be, then Crabtree would have the...
But let's not take anything away from Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman was out of position and made a very athletic play.
It was a good play, and it got intercepted. So, but
and Malcolm Smith made the interception. Thank you, Weasel.
But it's just the guy doesn't like let off of Crabtree or anything.
That
so.
Could be his downfall.
But I'm going with the 49ers.
Fair enough, Weasel. Okay.
So now you have the Niners at the Saints.
See, someone else had it. Stop whining.
Well, I think the Saints would be pretty tough to stop, but... momentum's going to go with the 49ers, so I have them going to the Super Bowl against the Broncos.
Wow. I think somebody on this panel had that last year. I know I didn't, but...
I think I picked both of them correctly, didn't I?
Both of what correctly?
The two going to the Super Bowl
last
and
year.
The winner.
You
know,
I think you missed the winner, but you had the combatants. I'd have to check. We'll look it up.
I think something like that. Okay.
Yeah, we'll look it up. All right, so just so we all know that we all had the fifth seed winning first round. Just so we know that. You guys also had, you guys had the third seed. I had the sixth seed, so I had both my wild card teams moving on the second round. And this, see, on the NFC,
I like our chances of someone getting this one right better. I'm really worried about the AFC. I'm just saying.
So, anyway. So my first game, since the Seahawks were the number five seed and the Packers are the six, I have the Packers playing number one, and I got five playing against two. So I got the Seahawks at the Bears, which made a different outcome than you guys. Otherwise, I would have had the Niners Seahawks on this one. I think they're Marshawn Lynch is going to get injured during the Giants game.
Ooh.
He's, if he's not injured before that, because it's almost like his time is due for running backs.
Yeah, I guess.
His time is due, so I think he is. However, the Bears defense isn't as good as the Seahawks defense. It's going to be one of those games. And I also think Brandon Marshall will have his way with Richard Sherman in this game too. But
the Bears do have another guy at wide receiver that's pretty good too. So.
Yeah, Alshon Jeffery. Holmes? So, but I still have, all that said, I still have the Seahawks win in this game. And then I have the Packers at the Niners in this roundup, and the Niners once again will win three times in a row. So, so conference championship, I have Seahawks at the Niners.
Oh,
another third game this year, and since they are playing in San Fran, I'm going with the Niners. So yeah. I also have the Broncos and the Niners, just like Weasel.
That's how I would have picked it. For me, it was based on who had home field, and, well, yeah, it fell the way it fell. With gentlemen, with that, now it's time for what we've all been waiting for. It's time to pick the Super Bowl winners for 2014 for each guy. All right, Chris, what's my matchup?
You got Broncos Seahawks rematch.
I promised myself I wouldn't do this. Damn it. Anyways, so, well, here's where I'm at. Let me get the music right here. One little bit in the background here for the ambiance, you know. So, I want to believe that the Broncos have done enough to win this game. Their defense is vastly improved. I like Emmanuel Sanders in place of Eric Decker. But what's the one thing that they really didn't fix to really account for what really blew them up in that game?
The offensive line.
The offensive freaking line. And there's past precedent for coaches not paying attention to the thing they should have fixed last time they faced this opponent. Who am I talking about, Chris? I don't know. Maybe the Patriots not accounting for that Giants defensive line, right, the second time they played them. The line was still the same. The players around them were better. The result was still the same. The Patriots lost that game, just as I see Peyton Manning losing this game when the offensive line is subdued once again because nothing was done to account for it. Have you seen those zombie movies, people? You don't move on until you give the zombie that double tap. And by ignoring the offensive line, you do not give the zombie the double tap. Ergo, I'm forced to, God dang it, I hate reading this guy. This is better than picking the Bengals to make it to the Super Bowl, I'll grant. But I have the Seahawks repeating. Weasel.
I actually have the Broncos beating the 49ers. And
you would.
If the Broncos did play the Seahawks do own him. So Seahawks would beat the 49ers. But since they're not playing the Seahawks, they're playing the 49ers. I think Manning will be able to pick them apart.
You mean the Broncos are playing the Niners?
That's, yeah, Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah, you kept saying Seahawks.
He was referring to last time.
Okay. Last time, yeah. If okay, this year they played against the Seahawks, I would give it to the Broncos.
If you saw the game that I got, you would have picked it my way.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so,
now you think the Niners are just going to fall apart, huh?
No.
Think the offensive line of the Broncos is... No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Broncos, I think they can get it done. They'll actually do a practice with people, you know, the crowd actually being loud and stuff.
They'll
account for something like that.
Yeah.
John Fox is stupid because he didn't do that. Stupid. But anyways, Broncos over the 49ers.
Chris, wrap it up.
All right, I also got the Broncos and Niners in the Super Bowl. I also have the Broncos. I got Peyton Manning winning his number two Super Bowl so he can tie his brother. Maybe he'll retire afterwards. He's getting up there in age. I think, you know, once he's up there, he's like, I'm done. That's it. I want it again. We did what we needed to. I'm done. Turn the reins over to Brock Osweiler, whatever. I don't know who else they would do, but it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a close game, but I I just got the Peyton Manning just gonna with the secondary for the Niners. There's gonna be too many weapons there.
Okay, there you go. So we got two Broncos and the Seahawks this year. Well, at least we didn't match across the board with the Broncos, because that would have concerned me. I'm just saying. Anyways, that is your Super Bowl predictions for the student of the game this year. Of course, you can tweet me at the SOTG, Weasel at Weasel the SOTG, or Chris at Rankin the SOTG, to let us know what you thought was good and what was not about our predictions. But gentlemen, it's that time for the first time. It's time for the dang study hall. We got to pick week one, folks. Oh, snap. I think Weasel's like, oh, crap, I forgot about that. Anyways, because I won last year, again, I will lead off in the picking of week one and the study hall challenge. Chris, whenever you're ready, my man, drop the first game on us here. I think it's the inaccurate reception on Thursday, yes?
Yeah, Green Bay at Seattle.
Look, I hype this game up because it's going to be fun to watch. Bottom line is this, folks, because defense, I have the Seahawks. Who was second place?
That was me.
All right, you're number two.
Yes, I also do have the Seahawks as well in this one.
Weasel.
I'll take the Seahawks.
Unanimous. Next game.
You got the Saints at the Falcons.
Okay. I am not a believer in the Falcons yet. I think there's a chance they'll come back. And no, it's not just because of what I've seen in Hard Knocks, by the way. But they still don't have enough on defense for my money to stop Drew Brees and company in week one. I got the Saints. Chris.
Yeah, I got the Saints in a slaughter in this game.
No confidence whatsoever. Weasel.
You got the Saints.
And we're unanimous 2-for-2. Okay, right, number three.
You got Vikings at the Rams.
I'll tell you what. This would have been a different story had they Sam Bradford. And it also would have been a different story if they were actually starting Teddy frickin' Bridgewater. What is up with your team, Weasel? With all that in mind, because of that elite defense, I love Adrian Peterson as much as the next guy. I have the Rams week one.
I'm going the other way because they don't have a quarterback.
You would.
Vikings defense isn't all that great, but when you don't have a quarterback, they can just key on Zach Stacy. So I got the Vikings.
Let me ask you this question. Do the Vikings have a quarterback right now? Just throwing it out there. Weasel.
They have a starting one.
That's true.
They don't have one that runs out the back of the end zone the last time they played. Sean Hill.
Forget this.
Hey. It was Jared Allen chasing him. It's okay.
I'll take the Vikings.
Homer. Anyway.
You got the Browns at the Steelers.
Okay, look. All this Manziel talk was cute. Steelers. Chris.
I got the Steelers too. I went back and see what I had. Since they are playing in Pittsburgh, I know it's going to be tough. It's going to be defense versus defense, but I got the Steelers too.
Number three, got the Steelers.
Great. Now we match again. Damn it.
All right. I'm just going to type us all in this one. You got the Jags at the Eagles. I'm going to put us all in.
Whoa, wait. No.
I'm going to put us all in for the Jags. Don't worry.
Awesome. Okay, next one.
Next one is you got the Raiders at the Jets.
You know, I really don't know what to expect here. I'll be perfectly honest. Just on the strength of the fact that I feel more confident in Geno Smith as a starter right now than I do a rookie in the form of Derek Carr. That's right, the only rookie starter, by the way, in 2014, projected at this point anyway, as of Monday, September 1st. I got the Jets. It's going to be closer than you think because I think the Raiders will do some stuff to surprise them.
And since they are playing in New York, I got the Jets on this one.
Weasel. Contrarian.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go with the rookie. I'll go with the Jets.
Oh, he's not contrarian. Yeah. Unanimous once again. Next game.
All right, we got the Bengals at the Ravens.
You know, I want this to be a good game. It will be. And it'll be great when the Ginger Ninja comes out and gets that 1-0 against the Ravens. Why? Just because you guys already want to say anyway. Because Joe the Foul Flacco. I'm just saying. Chris.
Yeah, I got the Bengals winning this one that I had in the preseason when we did our projection. Yeah, I can't even speak
those
right
things
now.
Where you picked the game.
Yeah, projection show. I had the Bengals winning this one. I had them going into Baltimore because I think the Bengals offense is just a little too more powerful than the Ravens defense. So I got the Bengals.
Weez.
Going for the Ravens.
Oh, snap. Finally.
And then also minus that Ray Rice thing. You know?
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. All right. You got the Bills at the Bears.
You know, I'm not going to even play with this one or kid around with anyone here. Okay. Let's just be upfront, simple, short, to the point here. If you don't pick the Bears here, you're doing it wrong. Simply put.
Yeah, I have the Bears on. I have the Bears on this one.
Round it out, Weasel.
The Bears.
So shocked.
A game that would have mattered a lot more 2 years ago than it did would have been last year. You got the Skins at the Texans.
That's one hell of an opening, isn't it? Hey, look.
What else was I say? 2 years ago, it would have been a good matchup. The Skins versus the Texans. The way the two teams played last year.
And now,
not so much. And now you don't know either.
It'll be a good matchup if you like watching RG3 run around a lot. Because J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. Scary. Nonetheless.
Blow the whistle.
Nonetheless, even if they have to bring in Kirk Cousins, I see the Skins winning this one. Chris.
Well, I got the Texans winning this one.
You would.
Just because you don't know what's going on with the Redskins' offense. RG3 hasn't looked that great. Cousins looked pretty good in the preseason. But I'm going with the Texans because I think they're going to be a little more improved than last year.
Weasel.
We shall see how well RG3 does, but I am going to go with the Redskins.
We shall see with RG3. Boom.
Right. All right, now we got the Titans at the Chiefs.
Look, as much as I lack confidence in the Chiefs, I got them over the Titans and Jake Locker. He needs to be locked in the locker at the end of the day. Chris.
Yeah, I have the Chiefs. I don't believe in the Titans at all.
Weasel Weasel.
I got to go with the $17 million man, so I'll go for the Chiefs.
Don't you mean the $45 million man? Anyways.
Per year or something.
Well, all 17 right. million a year. I'm just talking smack with you. We're good. Chris.
AFC East Showdown, the Patriots at the Finns.
Really? Pats next.
Yeah, I got the Pats.
Weasel?
Pats.
All right, and then you have the Panthers at the Bucks.
You know, the only reason why this game is going to be close is because there's no Steve Smith and the Panthers will still be adjusting. I have the Panthers nonetheless because of that defense. Chris.
Yeah, I got the Panthers winning this one. It's just going to be Cam Newton's health right now with a broken rib. You're not sure about.
Yeah.
The Bucs defense is a little better, but their offense is still pretty bad.
Weasel.
I'm going for it. I'm going for the Bucs.
All contrarian. About a minute and a half from the show, guys.
Okay, we have Niners at the Cowboys.
Okay, Niners. Come on,
Niners,
really?
Niners.
Yes, Niners. All right, and then we have the Colts at the Broncos.
This is going to be tough, but because they are without Robert Mathis, I have the Broncos over the Colts.
Yeah, I got the Broncos as well.
That's the Broncos.
Damn it.
We got the Giants at the Lions.
You know, this is all cute that the Lions have got a new coach and all that, but the coach was Jim Caldwell. I am not a believer in that temperament getting these guys right. I have the Giants riding a ship.
Yeah, I got the Giants winning this one.
Weasel.
Giants first, one more time.
Lions.
Lions? Going with the Lions.
Really? Contrarian as hell once again.
Yes.
Then you have the Chargers at the Cardinals.
This will be the best second game of the Monday night doubleheader since the Monday night doubleheader started, and I have, good God, I really don't know who. I'm gonna say the Cardinals for this one because I believe they're still pissed they didn't make the playoffs even though they won 10 games.
Yeah, I got the Cardinals winning this one too, just because of the strength of their defense opposed to the Chargers defense.
Seconds.
Weasel.
Chargers.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that one. You're contrarian, I guess, again, but that's fine. I'll take an early lead on you again and then stow it all in week three like I normally do. At any rate, guys, that'll do it for our Super Bowl prediction week here. Wow. Because of the season. So if you guys aren't ready to enjoy it on Thursday, you better get ready for some football. I'm just saying.
60
so, yeah.
Seconds.
For Chris Rankin at Rankin the SOTG and Stephen Weasel Hurley, that is at Weasel the SOTG on Twitter. Of course, I am Kyle Nash, the student of the game at the SOTG. Check us out on the website, www.ngscsports.com. A whole lot of good times there. If you're listening a little bit later, you will hear the College Cram with Drew Glukov. I'm sure they'll be recapping week one of college football on that show. He and John Doucette are a good time. I encourage you to listen in the next half hour here if you're listening to us live on Monday night. If you're not, we'll pick him up on the podcast. You could do that. We're on iHeart. We're on Spreaker. It's a good time. Anyways, with all that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time. Class dismissed.